Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Telemarketing Calls.
Oh, and Jim, my house has been broken into. I need to talk to your lawyer. I just called my lawyer.
What state are you from, ma'am?
It doesn't make any difference. You don't get to ask me any questions. I was just abused. I can call you any swear name. I need your first and last name. And believe me, there are consequences. It was to the point where I actually had an appendix rupture because of telemarketing calls. But it doesn't matter what state is illegal. You're arrested. You're a hater, her, or wife, sister. I need your first and last name. The police are listening.
Okay. My name's Alex.
What's your last name?
I don't get my last name.
You called my house, Alex? Then let me talk to your supervisor. The police are ready.
Okay, I actually am a supervisor here. I can help you.
You broke a law. You did a felony arrest. You called my number. I used to be an EMT. People died because my answering machine was full. You don't have to give your last name, Alex.
Not if I don't want to.
You son of a motherfucker. Well, okay, so what?
Are the police really going to get on this?
What?
Are the police really?
So they want me to get you. You bet. Wait, you can hear it in a minute. You can hear the click. You guys? I heard a click.
Okay.
Okay? You call people's houses?
And by the way, we fully abide by the do not call list rule.
We are all on it. You cannot call anybody. And what are you talking about?
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, July 26, 2010. Coming up on the program today, let's do the vomit slide. Plus, letting a choking man die, and a slutty dog gets what she deserves.
Raped by a pack of niggers.
All of this with your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
It's Timothy James Henson back here to kick off a brand new week of programs. You're not going to want to listen to today's show. It's painful. More painful than normal episodes. I've got so many examples of shitty music, and we're going to kick things off with something that has been infuriating me for years. I, of course, am talking about Kidz Bop. They're back. I was watching television, Disney. Why was I watching Disney? Oh, that's right. I like to be able to talk to my victims about things that interest them before I do my business. Lull them into a false sense of security. I'm your friend! I know all about the Wizards of Waverly Place. That Selena Gomez is so fierce, isn't she? Alright, anyways, I was watching Disney or Nickelodeon, one of those channels, and I saw an advertisement for Kidz Bop 18. I've got two real problems with Kidz Bop, and I'm sure longtime listeners of the show know what those problems are. The first, of course, is that if you like the original version of the song, why would you want to hear a shitty version of the song sung by children, even if you were, you know, 7 or 8 years old? You like the original song. You don't want to hear, a cover of it. And the second one is, a lot of the songs that are popular on the radio today are not appropriate for children to sing. Now, I've got a couple examples here, and you don't know how much it kills me to have to, like, buy these tracks to share with you guys, giving money to the Kidz Bop people, but I've got to illustrate what I'm talking about here. Here's the first song.
All the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies.
You're 8. Everyone in your age group should be single, for Christ's sakes. Let's creepy Uncle Kevin got a hold of you. Club.
It's a dip, and now you want a trip. There's another boy, you notice me. I'm into him, he's into me. Don't pay him any attention. Cause I cried my tears for 3 good years. You can't be mad at me.
So they started dating when, they were 3.
Cause if you like it, then you should have put a ring.
Alright, so that's single ladies. Now, Katy Perry has a song that's rather popular right now on the radio, and that song is California Girls. Oh yeah, Kidz Bop takes it and rapes it. Take and rape pizza.
Girls, we're unforgettable, fine, fresh, fierce, we got it on lock. Sun-kissed beach, so hot,
Now, when Katy Perry says we'll melt your popsicle, I don't think she's talking about real popsicles. I think she's talking about dicks, right? Is that what she's talking about? Maybe. By the way, the line about sex on the beach in that Katy Perry song is strangely absent from the Kidz Bop version. And the final song I wanted to share with you today is not really super sexual or anything, but it's that new Train song called "Hey Soul Sister." There's one verse in the Kidz Bop version that they just butchered. So in the original Train song, they mentioned something about. My heart is bound to beat right out of my untrimmed chest. Well, they can't say that because children's chests are naturally smooth, and that makes them sexier. And then the following line is, I believe in you like a virgin, you're Madonna. Well, again, Kidz Bop changes those lyrics around. Take a listen to this whole section of the song.
I am so upset.
Chest. That's the G-rated version.
I believe in you like a pop star, you're Madonna, and I'm always gonna wanna blow.
Yeah. Like a pop star, and Madonna is not a virgin. That Madonna isn't. All right, so there you go. That's what the Kidz Bop people are up to with their latest fucking abortion of an album. I'd like to give those songs full bloom AIDS. Oh, the last horrible singer I want to share with you today is actually a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee we've featured many times on the program, Nicole. Here she is singing Kesha.
Wake up in the morning feeling like Dinny. Grab my glasses, I'm out the door, I'm gonna hit the city.
Everything about this song is annoying.
With the bottle of Jack, cause when I...
Her voice is just screechy, she's not hitting any notes. The fact that she's popping all of her peas on the microphone and everything, oh, it's just awful.
More than that, I ain't coming back. I'm talking about pedicures on our toes, so try on all our clothes. Boys want up
well,
our phones.
Okay, thank you, Nicole. The reason why I play this is because someone has taken her version of this Kesha song, what's it called, TikTok, and auto-tuned it, and then put some music in the background. Take a listen to this improved-ish version of Nicole.
Wake up in the morning feeling like Diddy. Grab my glasses, I'm out the door, I'm gonna hit the city. Before I leave, I'll brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking about pedicures on our toes, so try on all our clothes.
It's almost listenable. All right, let's fast forward to the chorus here.
Don't stop thinking pop, DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till you see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock.
This is one of the few times where I think auto-tuning has actually helped improve the song.
But the party don't stop, and don't stop making pop.
All right, there you go, you get the idea. That is Nicole singing Kesha. Moving on now. We've got a new idiot candidate running for some political office. This is not Glenn Miller level of stupid, but this guy, Basil, I believe is his name, wants to be the next governor of Tennessee. Let's hear what he's all about, courtesy of the local news.
Channel 4 is working for you to help you make a choice in the governor's primary race.
As part of that commitment, we have given all five candidates from the two major parties time during our news to let you know where they stand in their own words about the topics of their choosing.
That's right, and the order was chosen by random drawing tonight. We hear from Basil Marceau.
I'm BasilMarceau.com, the Republican candidate for governor. I like to read.
We've got a web address running for the governor, yes.
Basil Marceau.
I'm BasilMarceau.com, the Republican candidate for governor. I like to recall all permit and registration for guns. Everyone can carry guns. If you kill someone, no, you get murdered. I mean, you go to jail.
Wait a second. So, he's. What does he want to do? He wants to get rid of all permits and just let everyone have guns. And if you do something wrong, well, then you'll get shot by someone else who has a gun.
I'm BasilMarceau.com, the Republican candidate for governor.
He sounds a little retarded, right? He's got that retarded voice. I'm one of a candidate. I want to be your friend.
I like to recall all permit and registration for guns. Everyone can carry guns. If you kill someone, no, you get murdered. I mean, you go to jail. And I like to put plant grass or vegetation across the state with any vacant lot and sell it for gas so we can use it for our expenses.
Sell it for gas, okay.
Also, I'm going to remove all gold-fringed flags from the state and apply the real flag with three stripes. I also want to stop traffic stops.
That's the real problem in the state of Tennessee. Traffic stops. He wants to eliminate all stop signs and lights. This guy, I can get behind this guy. He's got some radical ideas.
The real flag with three stripes. I also want to stop traffic stops. Set it up like the Supreme Court ruled in Noel versus Iowa. You can't find evidence in a car, you can't look.
All right, so he's not talking about stop signs there. He's talking about stops.
For Basil Marceau, I want you to say the Pledge of Allegiance to a Republic in the morning when you come out. And we all pray to God and say amen.
Oh, that was a good one, wasn't it, freaks?
Everyone, have a nice day. And I see you all at the polls. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Fantastic. Your next governor, Tennessee. That's about right for Tennessee, right? Father, before we get into the news, someone has compiled a bunch of great Yahoo answer questions. So I'm going to read a few of them for you. Mr. S asks, I put poison oak on my penis to make it bigger, sure, and was wondering when the swelling is going to go down. I'm not joking. It's something the Native Americans did. The best answer is, I heard the Native Americans used bleach on their penis to get poison oak swelling down. See if that works. That's obviously a Distorted View listener, right? Another great question here. Where do I find a recipe for meat curtains? My boyfriend's birthday is this Friday, and when I asked him what he wanted for a special dinner, he said my beef curtains, but I never made him anything like that before. I asked Mom if she had a recipe for them, and she has a recipe for everything, but she didn't know what they were either. Does anyone have any ideas? Another question. Is it true that I always have cold feet because my vagina lets the heat escape? It's science fact. There are just some incredibly stupid people online. Case in point, Cookies asked, will my computer's weight increase as information is added to the hard drive? Another stupid question. My cousin is blind. What's worse is he's a drug dealer. He used his guide dog to walk around the neighborhood to sell weed. So how bad is this? Can the dog be arrested for being with him? And my favorite, and this had to have been a Distorted View listener as well, Dirtbike writes in, is it still rape if you use her pleasure condoms? I'm just curious because I might have made an oops. I love referring to rape as an oops or a goof or something you mucked up. All right, in with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Working on putting the archives for 2009 up. Also, got a video cast for you guys today. Corey was back with Buck Fudge Sunday this past weekend. A lot of great stuff popping up on the Sideshow feed. Tomorrow we'll be back with an extended show. Again, it is only $5 a month or $50 a year. Support the program. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we will get the hell out of here. First up. The story comes from Oklahoma, specifically Tulsa. A pickup crashed early Saturday morning after a vomiting passenger led to two people falling out of the passenger side door, according to a report by the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. Enough. I can't believe puking caused that much damage. People falling out of cars and shit. Yes, a pickup crashed early Saturday morning after a vomiting passenger led two people to fall out of the side door. The accident happened just after 1 a.m. on Interstate 244 near downtown Tulsa. The driver, 42-year-old Sam Summers, was arrested for driving under the influence. Oh, okay. The picture is starting to paint itself, I guess. No one was seriously injured in the accident. Troopers say 40-year-old Linda Woods of Tulsa was leaning out of the passenger side window to vomit. The passenger door, which was secured by wire, came open and Woods fell out. A second passenger, 23-year-old Bradley White of Tulsa, tried to help Woods and then also fell out of the truck, probably slipping on the vomit. The truck then struck a concrete barrier wall in an attempt to stop. Both White and Woods were transported to a Tulsa hospital. White was treated and released, and Woods was admitted in stable condition with a leg injury. Summers, who police say was the only one wearing his seatbelt, was not injured. Summers had red, bloodshot eyes, slurred speech, and the odor of alcohol about his person, according to the police arrest report. He was booked into Tulsa County Jail on a complaint of driving under the influence, his first offense. The trooper reports that the cause of the collision was impairment by alcohol. Speaking of driving under the influence, a Cape Town man has appeared in court for allegedly having sex with his neighbor's poodle. He drove his cock right into the dog's asshole. Anthony Jules appeared in the Weinberg Magistrates Court yesterday, where he faces charges of bestiality. The charges relate to an incident in June this year when the Lavender Hill man's neighbor claimed he witnessed the man having sex with his little pet. A source close to the investigation reveals that the police believe Jules, 47, may have been high on drugs at the time of the alleged incident. Dun, dun, dun. We went down to Market Street to get a hot dog. All right, where am I at now? Yes, according to the witness, the suspect told him to leave him alone when they tried to stop him. Well, yeah. Let me finish up first, and then we'll discuss. He said he must finish. I was right. He must finish because he couldn't start and then stop because that just wasn't right. Holy shit, I was making a joke. He actually said that. He said he must finish because he couldn't start and then stop because that wasn't right. It wasn't fair to him or the dog. Come on. The source says Jules allegedly also told cops that the little dog wanted him to have sex with it. It was a take-and-rape dog. He allegedly also said that the dog mustn't flaunt herself like that to him. Is this The Onion? Court documents say Jules was arrested on June 15th after neighbors called the police and reported the incident. He appeared in court on June 17th, where prosecutors told the court that the dog's private parts were damaged from the alleged penetration. Good job, my friend. Good job. The court said Jules' bail of R500, I don't understand African currency, and it was paid the next day. Yesterday, prosecutor TJ Makuva told magistrate Hafiza Mohammed that cops have wrapped up their investigation and were ready to proceed with the trial. Jules insisted that he wanted to represent himself, oh, that's a brilliant idea, during the case, and refused Mohammed's suggestion that he appoint a legal aid lawyer. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from the UK. A builder choked to death as a paramedic stood by and watched because the injured man's friend was simply too intimidating. The medic would not enter a restaurant where John Kinder was gasping for air until police arrived because he thought his dining partner, Frank Honey, was aggressive. Mr. Honey, 65, had pushed away waiters who tried to help when Mr. Kinder began choking. Staff said the man had been drinking heavily.
He's all right. Get the fuck away from us. I'll take care of this. Hey, John, you stop choking now. Breathe, damn it! I command it, you son of a bitch!
Alright, yes, Mr. Honey, 65, had pushed away waiters who tried to help when Mr. Kinder began choking. Staff said the man had been drinking heavily. By the time police officers arrived 10 minutes later and escorted the paramedic inside, Mr. Kinder had suffered fatal brain damage. A coroner yesterday demanded explanations for the paramedic's actions. Nigel Meadows said at a Manchester coroner's court, I want to know why they took some time before entering the restaurant. Earlier, the court had heard 55-year-old Mr. Kinder's widow, Judith, say she found it hard to understand why the medic would not help her husband. It's because your husband hung around with scary assholes. no one wanted to be around them. You really need to be aware of the company you keep. All right, John didn't deserve to die because the behavior of another man stopped him from being treated, she said. Mr. Honey, had both ordered steak and chips with a bottle of wine. Minutes after they were served, manager Lauren Littlechild heard a plate and glass smash and saw Mr. Kinder fighting for breath. She said, I thought he was having an asthma attack, but he got worse and we called an ambulance. I spoke to the paramedic and told him a man was struggling to breathe. The paramedic said an aggressive man was in the restaurant. I told him the man was about 70 and there was no threat, but he insisted. Well, every single 70-year-old person that I have run across has been aggressive. And, you know, a frail, feeble, crotchety old way. But he insisted on waiting for the police. I just wanted him to get a bit closer and advise us what to do, but he still insisted on police presence. Miss Littlechild said Mr. Honey had made it difficult for staff to get to Mr. Kinder. It was obvious he had a lot to drink and was shoving us and waving his arms around. Mr. Kinder of Charlesworth, Derbyshire, died 5 days later in Manchester Royal Infirmary from irreversible brain damage caused by oxygen starvation. The one thing not on the menu at that restaurant. Air. Precious air. Mr. Honey said he and Mr. Kinder had been in a couple of pubs before going for a meal. The ambulance service defended the medic's action, saying, based on information available, usually from the 999 caller, staff can take the decision to stand off from a scene until it is deemed safe. These measures are taken in order to protect the staff. If they require a police presence, they would request this via control and then wait for their arrival. And that's exactly what happened. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Estoda News for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, Freaky Deaky, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim. SciShow Freak Sid from Florida. I was just sitting at the tattoo shop, and an unsavory walked in with a box of light bulbs. And let everybody know that we could save $37 a year by switching to those light bulbs.
Was he trying to sell them? Was he a door-to-door light bulb sales tard?
Proceeded to hit on my tattoo artist's girlfriend, slap himself in the face 3 times, and walked out.
Yeah, I've seen tards like that before. I went to not a grocery store. It was like a little department store, and there was this retard who had to touch every surface, and there are a lot of surfaces at a store, like every shelf, every product. It was really fascinating. I just walked around the store and watched him. I'm not sure what was wrong with him, but he had some disorder. Yeah, okay.
What a do, Timmy Boo Jagoo. I just had a know you're a freak moment. Another one. This is number 2 in like 2 weeks.
Wow.
I'm listening to this podcast that has Sean Lennon, John Lennon's son, and he left the studio.
Why don't I get any good guests?
The studio, and they're continuing the banter, and they discover that he left a bottle of water there. They're thinking about selling it because it had the spit of Sean Lennon on it, and I had this thought flashed in my head that you could test the DNA in the saliva to see if what killed his dad would actually be genetically, in Sean Lennon's DNA.
Wait, wasn't Sean Lennon's father John Lennon, and John Lennon was killed by a gunshot?
To see if what killed his dad would actually be genetically, Sean Lennon's DNA. Get it?
Oh. Was that the point of the joke? Yikes. Okay, moving on now.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow member White Man here again. I've been catching up on some of the shows that I miss. And honestly, Dan from Texas and Tone Deaf Sean and all the regular callers and all that, none of them really bother me. I kind of like hearing from Tone Deaf Sean and all of them. They seem like pretty nice guys. But really, I cannot stand this civil disrest or distress or whatever stupid name he has, because he just sounds like a prissy little cunt, basically. Yes, and that's it.
Keep all right, calling in to bitch about other callers.
Jigu, Tim, Haley's Comet, calling up about the I-backfaced it utard who is getting all tough with the internet.
Yes.
His daughter is 11, and she was posting nudie pics of herself on 4chan.
Oh, I actually
didn't see the thread live. I saw some of the people posting things like her contact information, home phone number, that sort of thing.
Ugh.
Turns out they were calling her up at home, calling her a whore, calling her...
Well, she posted the nude photos of herself for everyone to see online. Of course, she's a whore.
All these other things. And her father, when he found out, getting all of these phone calls from random strangers who'd seen his daughter naked, instead of getting mad at his 11-year-old daughter for posting child porn nudie pics of herself on the internet, decided to get mad at the people who saw the pictures. So, yeah, that sets the context of the video.
Yeah, well, I could tell by the sound of his voice that he's an idiot.
Hey, Jigu, Tim. This is Eric from Pittsburgh calling. I just noticed at the beginning of your Monday show, you were griping about how your headphones are all fucking up on you. Just wanted to tell you, as an audiophile, actually, an audiophile that happens to be partially hard of hearing. Yeah, go figure. I'm not one of those deaf wannabes. I'm an actual deaf person, and I fucking hate it.
Yes, go on.
About your headphones, maybe you ought to invest in... wireless headphones of some sort.
Yeah, then I wouldn't have to worry about wires. I thought about that, but a lot of wireless headphones are shit. So.
Timothy James Henson.
You gotta worry about batteries. And...
Timothy James Henson. This is Sideshow member Papsotron from Oklahoma. And the little girl, it was 4chan that was fucking with her. It's always 4chan.
Yes.
All right, bye.
All right. I did know. I thought I mentioned that.
Hey, Tim, this is Sideshow member White Man calling in.
Again?
And that is actually not a joke. My last name really is White Man. And I have to say that I got a real kick out of hearing Glenn Miller talking directly to me.
Yes, White Man. That's interesting. All right.
Hey, Monsieur Henson. This is Sir Roivus here. I don't know if you're still taking recommendations for that arts and crafts website of something horrible that can happen requests made. But I was thinking, why not get a trailer trash plushie doll made? But have it have a drawstring, so when you pull it, it says something. But instead of coming out of her back, have the drawstring come out of her cunt.
Like a
instead
tampon.
Of a drawstring ring, have it be like a baby. And every time you pull the string, she says something horrible like, I only had you for the government check. Or any of those quotes from, Maury. It'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Maybe a plush doll that looked like a baby starting to come out of the coont. Maybe. I don't know.
Hey, Timmy Boo, a very tired Spiral Ham, early in the morning on the road here, trying to make a living.
On the road
here.
There's
a truck in front of me has a sticker on his window that says 600 times. I have no idea what that means. But I
love cryptic bumper stickers. It's one thing to, if you want to spread your message, but, whatever cause you're supporting, but for Christ's sakes, explain yourself.
All I could think was, what, 10,000?
9,000. Over 9,000 penises. What?
To you, Timmy Boo, it is the Infinity Rainbow. I've got nothing else to say. Just calling up to claim the name so no one else tries to use it.
Oh.
Infinity Rainbow. Ciao, bitches.
All right, and I have claimed Infinity Plus One.
Timothy James Eggplant Raping Cubic Laser Wolf. Cubic Laser Wolf.
Dan from Texas.
Star Falcon, or whatever that guy's name was. Buttfuckery Henson, how are you doing today? Probably not very good after that, but...
Well, I'm Dan from Texas.
Nonetheless, I called in. I thought I had something mildly pleasant.
Oh, Christ, get to the point.
This is definitely, for me, the summer of distortion, because I can no longer tell the difference between the weeks and the weekend, and I'm always thinking, why the fuck are you late with your show? God damn it. But then I figure out it's Sunday or Thursday, and I get pissed at myself and slam my head into a wall repeatedly.
Yeah. Joe's been posted late.
But that's besides the point.
Days,
I think there's something wrong with your iTunes RSS feed. Not for the Sideshow, but for Freeside. It's always a day late when I get it.
Well, I think the problem is iTunes doesn't update. They only update once or twice a day or something. So, but if you subscribe to the RSS feed, if you don't just look it up on iTunes, I think then it's pretty accurate. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OGOD, is it OGOD?
I'm BasilMarceau.com, your Republican candidate for governor.
Subscribe via iTunes, spread the distortion. We will be back tomorrow for an extended podcast. Until then, have a great day. Bye.
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.